Columbia, a Sony Pictures Entertainment company. Imagine Entertainment. A long, long time ago, in the year 2000, a wholesome suburban street with large detached houses and perfectly manicured gardens. A man steps out of his house wearing a suit, leaps across his front lawn, and accidentally kicks a football through someone's window before driving off. Meet Dick. See Dick run.
Lobodyne is a consolidator of media properties. Lobodyne is a consolidator of media properties. Consolidator, consolidator. Oh no!
He speeds through a light.
Lobodyne's a consolidator of media properties and data retrieval with a focus in fiber optic content provision. It's basically a synergy of web-based and platform-based Unix-driven delivery systems. Okay, I made that last part up.
Dick has a good job.
We spent months on this trip. I just assumed that you knew you needed a passport to get into Russia. But if I should have told you, then I'm really sorry, Mr. Fairbanks.
Meet Jane. Jane works hard, too.
It's not my fault the airport security strip searched you, Mr. Fairbanks. I mean, maybe you shouldn't have made that joke, you know?
On fire.
You know what I'm gonna do for you? I'm gonna load you up with a bunch of drinks.
Blanca, can you make this little man something to eat?
Che quieras comer, hijo?
Leche, chocolate, macaroni con queso, un cucur.
See Spot. He likes to bark.
You sure about this?
The trainer said it's just a minor annoyance. Said it just reminds him to be a little less vocal.
Spot barks and his new collar gives him an electric shock. Liked to bark. Jim Carrey and Taya Leone. Fun with Dick and Jane. Dick, Jane, their maid Blanca, son Billy and dog Spot stand on the newly laid front lawn.
Hey, Dick. Morning, Joe. Got a new car?
It's a new Mercedes S500. You can only special order these from Germany.
How's it run?
Well, it's a Mercedes. Check this out. Mercedes, on.
Yeah, well, watch this. Beamer, sit. Stay. Play dead. Good boy.
That's cute, Dick. Mercedes off.
Dick looks jealous and downhearted. He arrives at work and parks his modest car in the only available space alongside a row of near-identical large prestige vehicles. Briefcase in hand, he strides across a plaza surrounded by towering skyscrapers. In his office at Globodyne Corporation.
It has come to our attention that certain departments have begun to run into situations. Situations.
The big boys want to see you upstairs.
Which floor? 20th? 26th? 32nd?
Not the 51st!
Yes! Congratulations, Mr. Harper.
Go ahead and wrap this up.
Okay.
How do I look?
Great.
Anything in my teeth?
No.
I need a paper bag.
Dick standing in a crowded lift.
Hey, Oz. Hey.
Dick. Morning.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear about Bill?
Oh, yeah. That's,
That's wild. Yeah. Yeah, I wonder who's going to take his place.
That's the big mystery.
Yeah. You getting off?
Not this time, Oz.
Son of a bitch!
Dick stifles an excited smile. Everyone else in the lift gets off at the 43rd floor, but Dick carries on alone up to the 51st.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. Every night and every cloudy day, spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. Catch me going through that open door. I believe I can fly.
Someone in a corridor hears Dick's voice echoing up the lift shaft. The lift reaches the 51st floor, and Dick steps out straight-faced. As he walks along a plush corridor, a golf ball trickles out of an office where two senior men are practicing their putting, to a receptionist in a vast empty room with polished floors.
Hello, I'm Dick Harper, and I'm here to see Jack McAllister.
Oh, well, that's him now, sorry. He had to step out.
Dick! Damn glad to finally see you up here. Hey, man! Frank Bascom, CFO.
Nice to meet you, Frank.
Nice to meet you.
Wow.
Listen, Dick. Jack's very sorry that he couldn't be here to congratulate you.
Oh.
Well, I'm becoming the new VP of Communication.
Wow. Holy, thank you.
But also, he wanted to invite you to his house for an orientation meeting on Monday morning.
Oh.
Dick? Ann's got the address.
All right, sure, I'll get that. Okay. Ann? Thanks. Sure. And thank you, Frank.
How do you like your eggs?
Filled with joy, Dick skates across the slippery surface of the plaza outside. At home, Jane's massaging Dick's shoulders.
Ours is an age of unmeasured prosperity, despite corrections and setbacks.
You know what?
What?
You should quit your job.
Quit my job?
Yeah.
Well, do you even know what you're getting paid? I mean, I can't quit my job.
Well, not specifically, but Bob got VP last month. He's making 150 plus bonuses. Come on, you want to spend more time with Billy? Do it. Just do it. Do it. Do it.
But we must never become a winner take all society.
What? We should have sex. On Saturday, I'll buy candles.
I'll pick up the new Starbucks sampler featuring Sade.
Oh, you idiot. That is going to be so wild.
Dick turns off the TV. They switch off their bedside lamps and go to sleep with their backs to each other. Dick arrives at an enormous contemporary house.
Thank you. Just make yourself at home.
Right.
Dick scans the impressive chrome and glass interior. He sits on one of the leather sofas, but leaps straight up again when Jack McAllister enters.
Yeah, Mr. McAllister!
Dick!
Hey, call me Jack. Likewise.
With my name. Dick, I mean.
Ma'am. Dick Harper. Dick Harper. Dick Harper playing the harp. Harpo Marx playing the Jew's harp. D.H. D.H.! You're my designated hitter. Dick Harper, I need you to step up into the batter's box and knock one clean out of the ballpark for me now.
God.
Yeah, you ever have a nickname?
It was a squirt. The squirt. Something about how I was conceived. I don't know.
Well, we gonna think of something. Hey, you didn't have any trouble finding the place, did you?
Oh,
Nick?
No, sir. By the way, what a absolutely beautiful home you have.
So then my lawyer says to her lawyer, if she thinks she's getting that yacht, that she's a little dingy. The point is, Dick, is that we need somebody who projects confidence in this position. Now, we've seen the way you handle yourself, and you've been a great cheerleader for this company. So we were thinking that, you go ahead and tell them.
No, you go ahead. Yeah.
What's up, guys? Come on. Don't hold out on me here. What?
We want you to go on Money Life this afternoon and announce our quarterly projections.
Ooh.
You're the guy. You're the guy we have faith in. You can get our positive spin out there.
Right. Positive spin.
These are fickle times, Dick. We need to stick together as a team. Like my daddy always used to say.
Jack stares out at the horizon.
Bah, you can count on me, sir. I mean, I can't tell you how happy I am.
Thank you. Hey, how are those eggs, Florentine?
Best I've ever had.
Good answer.
Jane's on the phone to a customer.
I'm on the plane right now. If you know what's sitting in front of me, do you know? A kosher meal. A kosher meal. How many times do I need to tell you? I don't need a kosher meal. I'm a Episcopalian. No, you miss. You go. No. You grow up.
Phyllis, can I talk to you for a minute? It's personal.
Wow, never actually have makeup on.
I'm happy for you.
Hi.
Hi.
Where's Sam?
Ah, Washington.
Really?
These are your talking points. Oh. They were just faxed over. Oh. And Sam is on the line for you.
Oh, hey. Hello, Mr. Harper.
Hey, Sam. How you doing? Nice talking to you. I thought you were gonna be here.
Me too. I hear it's beautiful out there.
Oh, that's the thing about.
Okay, Dick, we're on in five.
Oh, yep,
four,
sure.
Three, two.
The opening titles start for Money Life with Sam Samuels.
Today we're talking with the new VP of Communications at Global Bank, Dick Harper. How you doing, Dick?
Just terrific, Sam. Thank you for asking. And so is Globadyne, by the way.
Ah. Now, Dick, tell me, what is the shareholder to make of the fact that Jack McAllister, your CEO, has unloaded a considerable share of his stocks?
I think CEOs sell their stocks for many reasons, Sam, both professional and personal.
Actually, over the past year, Jack McAllister has sold 80% of his holdings through shell companies. How do you explain that?
The reasons for doing something like that would be... Oh, losing you there. Hold on. Reasons for doing something like that would be... could be many.
There's also talk of some of the Globaldyne portfolio documents being subpoenaed, specifically those of your CFO, Frank Bascom. Mm. And now, joining us with his insights is presidential hopeful Ralph Nader.
Really? Hi, Ralph. Big fan, love your stuff.
I wish I could say the same, but I don't know how you sleep at night, sir. I believe that corporations like Globadyne pervert the American dream. They leverage our future so the super rich get richer. You are a disgrace.
Ralph, I don't know where you're getting your statistics. I can only say that, in my estimation, Globadyne is completely transparent, and we'd be more than willing to share any and all documentation.
The Globadyne office is pandemonium, with employees frantically shredding and burning paperwork.
Hey, there's a fire! Somebody should...
Okay. Whoa. This can't be good.
Out of my way!
Hey, that's my ficus!
My ficus!
They're not even from this floor! Help! Security!
Dick manages to snatch his pot plant back from a fleeing worker.
What's going on?
Oh, so Dick finally wants to know what's going on.
Frank?
Methinks somebody made a boo-boo. Maybe we didn't know how to use Quicken. Yeah, that could be it.
Frank, try to focus, okay? What's happening to Globadyne?
Globadyne?
Yeah, what happened, Frank?
We took our shifting losses.
Yeah.
And we put them into businesses.
Yeah.
That we actually own. And then the balance sheet, it showed profit. But actually, there was debt.
What the hell? Oh,
you're sick. I want you to hit me.
Frank, let go of me now.
I want you to hit
Frank,
me.
Frank, let go. You're scaring
hit me.
Frank!
Yeah. And I have the 6,000 greatest partners a man could ask for.
Still clutching his pot plant, Dick rushes up to the 51st floor, then follows Jack to the roof.
Mr. McAllister? I don't know
buddy. We're just a cell in a much larger organism called the global economy.
We companies have to die so that stronger companies can get stronger. It's just nature.
Nature? What? You ever read Walden Pond? It's all in there. Hey, you send them a copy of the tape.
What about the other employees, sir?
Hey, they're gonna be fine. Don't go there. This is America, the land of opportunity.
I don't know, sir. With all due respect, this doesn't feel right.
Step away from the rotors now, boy. They're gonna chop your head clean off now.
Jack boards his helicopter and takes off. The downforce from the propellers blows the leaves off Dick's pot plant. He's left holding a few bare twigs, looking shocked and afraid. He returns home, nervously glances through the window into the entrance hall, then enters.
Honey, home.
Oh, and the vice president's home.
There's a man digging a hole in the garden.
I see you got them digging the hot tub.
I know. Yes, I called the guy. They came right out.
Wow. That almost never happens.
I know. We're just
looking. I'm ready.
James cooked a giant rack of beef.
Look at it.
Oh, my gosh.
Look.
Wow.
I did it. It's perfect.
My gosh. I could feed a family of four.
Look at that. Jeez. Billy.
Oh, I'm surprised you left off the hooves. before we get into that, I have some wonderful news.
Mama, quit her job. Yay.
I did. Isn't that great?
That's incredible.
Oh, the timing of it was just beautiful, Dick. Oh, thank you. I just did it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, and now, you know what? I can spend so much more time with my little beautiful boy.
Yeah.
Now, what's your news, big Mr. VP?
I have something of an announcement to make. It turns out that a very wonderful opportunity has just presented itself in the form of me not necessarily working at Globodyne anymore.
Were you fired?
I wasn't fired. Globodyne tanked.
Dick.
Fired.
What do you mean? How could that happen? They just gave you a promotion.
There is nothing to worry about. I'm going to get my severance, money from my pension. We're fine. I am a winner. Billy, tell your father he's a winner.
Papa is ganador.
See?
Dick wakes with a start.
Hey! Our first day at home together.
Hey!
Let's have a big family breakfast.
Oh, gosh. Honey, Billy's already gone to school. I gotta go meet him for that mommy and me lunch thing. What are you gonna do? Are you gonna look for a job?
You know what? I think I might just take this day.
Great. I do. I think we should. But listen, I gotta go pick up the thing. Baby, I gotta go. Sorry. Okay, good. I'll see you later, baby.
Yeah.
Bye.
Left alone, Dick wanders aimlessly through the house, finding things to do. In the kitchen, he bounces a golf ball, uses a pair of saucepan lids as defibrillator paddles, and does knee-ups on the work surface. In the hallway, he switches different lights on and off, and he places a chair at the foot of the stairs, then leaps over the banister onto it. He does a forward roll along the hallway and cartwheels into the kitchen, sending pots and pans flying.
Okay.
He eyes up the contents of the fridge, then presents a tray of drinks to the workers in the garden. They gratefully accept.
Former CFO Frank Bescom has been indicted on charges of fraud and money laundering. Lead investigators say all roads lead to Mr. Bascom, and no evidence has yet to link former CEO Jack McAllister to this growing scandal.
We've all had to make sacrifices. I sold my place in Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, shut up.
Spot pulls off his electric collar.
Hey, bud.
Hey. Can't be that bad, can it, bud?
Dick holds it to his own neck. He makes calls throughout January, February, and March.
Oh, you know it. So can I send you a resume? No, I got a terrific one here. You'll love it. You have a fax number? So, there are no new openings at this time. Right. And what about the near future? Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. I can stop calling. This afternoon. Okay, I'll be there. Bye. Hun?
Yeah?
I got an interview at the Pyramid Deck. I was really starting to wonder there.
Dick gets out of his car in a multi-story car park and makes his way towards a door. As he gets nearer, he notices several other men in suits also heading in the same direction. Suddenly, they all start to sprint, but Dick gets to the door first. He barricades the door using a metal signpost, then runs up to a spiral staircase in a lobby area. Another man gets to the stairs at the same time. Oz kicks Dick in the kneecap, then runs up the stairs. Dick hobbles after him, and the other suited men burst through the barricaded door. Oz pushes a pile of empty water cooler bottles down the staircase. Dick dodges the bottles with some nimble footwork. At the top of the stairs, he punts a bottle away, then composes himself. The other men are bombarded with the tumbling bottles. Oz leaps out from behind a corner and swings at Dick with his briefcase. Dick retaliates by hosing him with a fire extinguisher. They both arrive at reception and find a huge queue of men and women in suits leading out of the door.
Wanna go get a drink? You buying?
Sure.
Harper?
Yeah?
Dick Harper!
Yeah.
You don't have to stand in this line. Come on with me.
Hey, Oz. Reject.
Son of a bitch!
Andale.
Vamos, terminamos pronto.
Okay, rip Andale. It out. Get
rapido.
Out of the shot.
Vamos.
Hector, what's going on? What happened?
Your check go bouncy bounce. But it's okay. I heard what happened to your husband. Not everybody could afford landscaping like this, eh?
Hector, please.
I am sorry, Miss Jane.
Oh, no. This is all everything. It's all wrong. I want this out. Roll it all up. I ordered Kentucky bluegrass. This is green.
Dick Harper! What a stroke of luck.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry. I don't remember where you know me from.
Money Life.
Oh, my God, that was great. Hey, some of the fellas like to meet you.
Hello, Dick.
I can't believe it's really
Oh,
you.
My God, it's him.
Did you bring
it's
your
him.
Statistics?
Hey, I think we have a little expression around here when someone makes a mistake. It's called pulling a dick.
Up high, up high.
Have you seen Dick Harper's of Tool.com?
I'm going to love it. Check this out.
Check this out. I don't know where you're getting your statistics.
Statistics.
Can we just get on with the job interview?
We couldn't hire you. We just want to take your picture. Okay, everybody, a little bit closer.
You're gonna love
one,
the
two, three.
Statistics!
Jane's adding up the bills.
Hey, how'd it go?
Oh, not too bad. It was good practice. What are you doing?
Going through our finances. I'm not sure, but it seems that we may be in a little bit of a pickle, Dick.
Well, sure. Our financial bounce back has taken a little bit longer than expected, but, you know, that's natural.
Our lawn was repossessed today. I didn't even know they could do that. Now, I think that maybe it's time that you should start thinking about accepting something a little bit lower than a vice presidency.
No, took me 15 years to get a VP ship. If I step back now, I'll lose everything I worked for. We're just gonna have to suck it up for a couple of months.
In a couple of months, we'll be declaring bankruptcy.
Oh, come on.
Our savings? Look, our savings was in Globadyne stock. Jesus, and look, our pension was in Globadyne stock. Oh. Everything was in Globadyne stock.
Mom, all of the lawn is covered with dirt. It is so much fun. I have made a woodman.
Now, Billy is looking at the glass half full. Hun, relax. We've got 600 grand.
Where?
We're standing in it, our house.
Since Globadyne, the local property market crashed, Dick. If we sold our house today, we would actually owe the bank 150 grand.
I knew it. It was churning in my gut, and I didn't listen.
It's gonna be okay.
But, you know?
You said that we could afford this
house. I know what I said.
And we could take out a second mortgage so that we could put in the pool, we could redo the kitchen.
I said that.
All of that, and now we are on the verge of losing the house. If we lose the house, well, then Billy loses all sense of security. And later on, never be able to have a relationship. So he'd just spend his whole life just alone. Just, there he'll be, just alone. Nobody with him, just like a bum.
Hun?
Like a...
Hun?
Yeah.
You need a paper bag?
You said everything was gonna be okay.
The electricity cuts out.
Mr. Dick, something wrong with the electricity.
Well, you're gonna do it. Be the best.
He attends a training session at Costmart.
Hi! I'm Lucy, and I'll be your Costmart training team leader. And I am so happy to welcome you to the Costmart team. Now, we work hard here, but we play hard also. Now, I think we're all gonna have a good time here, because at Costmart, we're more than a store. We're family. Now, before we get started, I'm going to need you all to piss in one of these cups.
In the bathroom, Dick's trying to urinate into the plastic pot. Lucy is standing next to him.
Wow. It's taking a little while.
Just relax. I've been married for 20 years. I know what it looks like. You want me to get you a cola?
It's just hard to do while you're standing there watching.
I could sell you my pee for $100. I've been off the pipe for 2 years. Thank you, Jesus.
Unfortunately, we don't have any positions available in Pilates or yoga. But we are looking for a Jeet Kune Do instructor.
Yes. I mean, that's... Oh, my... I didn't say that. I was born doing that.
Hi. Welcome to Costmart.
Watch.
I did.
Hi, welcome to Costmart. Check out our makeup counter on aisle 12B.
Welcome to Costmart. Check out our CDs. Garth Brooks on sale, aisle 51.
To a scary looking man.
Welcome to Costmart, your local gun emporium. Aisle 42, hunting gear.
And the next thing I knew, I was wearing it.
Oh, well, Jane.
Hey, Veronica.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I didn't know you worked out here.
Hello there, ma'am. Welcome to Costmart. I hope you'll take a trip by the deli counter today for a complimentary cube of jalapeno cheddar.
I'm lactose intolerant. Where do you keep the cigarettes?
You heard a kroner? But I'm not sure that's a good...
You missed one.
I'll get it. Wait, ma'am. Welcome.
Here we go. Hi. My name's Jane, and I'll be your instructor here today for beginners. Jing Kung Pao. So let's just get right into it. Here we go. We're just gonna loosen up a little bit. There we go. Yeah. There we go. And hold. And hit.
Excuse me. Ma'am.
Dick pursues a woman through the supermarket, and Jane improvises a warm-up routine in front of the class.
Now I gotcha.
Get this.
The woman throws washing powder into Dick's face, and Jane accidentally kicks a student.
It burns!
I saw you eyeballing me when I came in the door. You're all up in my goodies.
Jane leaves the gym, hiding her face.
You know something? I'm glad you fired me. How's a person supposed to survive and feed their family on that kind of a salary?
The two men watch Dick get into his prestige car.
It's a lease.
Why me, Lord?
I don't know why we didn't think of this before. It's such a good idea. But we're sorry we couldn't pay you. I mean, we have no money.
Oh, it's okay. Jorthon, it's very important to me. I would do anything for him if he retired.
Why me, Lord? In the meantime, thank you for letting us pay you in appliances.
Yeah.
that was worth love from
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. And the kindness you've shown.
Hey, think about this, hon. How many places you'll see on one tank of gas?
Lord, help me, Jesus.
Do you want me to drive?
Yeah. So
help they exchanged their vehicle for a rusty old banger. At an all-you-can-eat for $2.99 buffet, Dick sheepishly stacks his plate with a mountain of food. On their neighbor's front lawn, wearing swimming costumes and lathered with soap, they try to wash in a garden sprinkler. Then they remove their plasma TV.
It's all right. We can live without it. People have lived without these things for thousands of years.
There goes the boxing match.
You can go to a bar.
Let's go. It's rigged anyway.
What are you doing with the television?
Oh, hi.
Billy tries to climb onto the TV, but Blanca holds him back. Dick and Jane bundle the TV into their car and speed off with it. Nighttime, and Dick and Jane are sitting in the half-dug hole in the garden.
Dick, what are we gonna do? We've run out of things to sell.
Well, there's always prostitution.
Dick.
I mean me. We just gotta look for more work. That's
there
all.
Is
That's
no
our only
work,
choice,
Dick.
No matter how menial.
There's 6,000 other people out of work. Vice presidents are working at Burger King.
It's gonna be fine. All we need is $400, and we're good for another month. This is just temporary.
Okay.
So stay calm. And don't panic.
Oh, damn.
Blanca walks outside and shines a torch at them.
Are you going to sit in the dirt hole all night long?
Come on, let's get
out. I'm starting to turn into a raisin anyway.
What's the matter? You look sad, retard.
Blanca. Hmm? Call me Dick.
Well, Blanca, there's just no jobs out there.
Mira, I have a cousin who might be able to help you find some work. It's not much, but it's something.
Dick's standing with several dispirited Hispanic men outside a hardware store. A man pulls up in his truck, having just restocked from the shop.
I need one guy who knows how to paint.
That's me.
They chase after the truck.
I'm here. Hey, I was here first.
A man punches Dick, knocking him off the truck.
Congratulations, Barón. You almost got that one. Don't worry, there'll be more.
Be hot, and that thing is already starting to swell up like a balloon.
Is it noticeable?
No.
Just a little bit.
Did you see that? We should report that guy.
Report him!
Dick has left his wallet on the road.
This is a new drug in the same family of Botox. We don't expect any problems. Your check for $14 is waiting for you at the front desk, and we think you are all going to look beautiful. Okay. Now, if you can begin by just filling out those forms, those are insurance waivers, and then you'll find a list of various aspects of your face. Go ahead and check off anything that you think you might want to improve on just a little bit.
Are douches still wired?
No.
I'm screwed. Where well, I think I'm gonna go, guys. Carlos, Eduardo, Gustavo.
Would you lose the dick?
Pleasure talking in the last couple hours.
Immigration officials arrive.
Let's see some papers.
Where's my wallet?
Papers.
Where's my wallet go?
Papers.
No, I dropped my wallet. My wallet.
Oh, these are doozies.
What do you got? We got a Don Johnson, Elvis,
and Opie Taylor.
Okay, Dick Harper, you're free to go. Let's go.
Dick Harper? That's me, Dick.
Hey, that guy's not Dick Harper. We don't want problems here, right?
You're making a serious mistake in judgment, sir. I am American.
You gotta work on your accent, Pablo.
You wanna talk to my wife, Yane?
Yeah, oh, okay, yeah. We'll call your wife, Yane, and we'll ask her if you're American. And then we'll call my wife, Yennefer, and his wife, Yacqueline, too.
It's ringing.
The official listens as Billy answers the phone.
Hola.
I'm an American!
Yeah.
I swear on a flag!
Hey, watch your language.
Get in there.
Okay, we have our results. Negative side effects with only 3 of 14 participants in the study. That's not bad. Let's see now.
Hello?
Jill. Hi, Jill.
Dick.
It's you, isn't it?
Oh, honey, I can barely understand. Why are you doing that accent?
Jane's face is swollen from the cosmetic trial she's undergone. She drives to the American-Mexican border and parks the car in an area of wasteland. She leans out of the window and makes an animal call. Hearing Dick's response from the far side of the fence, she flashes her headlights. Dick and a group of Hispanic immigrants rush towards the border fence. Dick clambers over the top and helps the others squeeze under. Then immigration officials pull up in their 4x4s. The 4x4s kick up huge clouds of dust, and the officials start to grab the immigrants, throwing them to the ground. Amidst the chaos, Dick and several of the other men squeeze into Jane's car. Dick reacts to her swollen face.
Holy hell!
I did this little cosmetic test and I had a little reaction. Is it really that bad?
No, it's not so bad. It's just different.
Hey, Dick, can we talk about this some other time?
Oh, yeah, come on, go!
They pull away with people clinging onto the back of the car. Dick and Jane are sitting in their rusty car outside their home, both with swollen faces.
I gotta go in. I gotta go to bed. You coming?
I think I'm gonna shit in the car. And sink for a while.
Okay. Don't think for too long. We gotta get up early. Soup kitchen stopped serving at 8.
She shuffles towards the house across the bare front lawn. Dick stays in the car, close to tears. Later, he's standing over Jane watching her sleep. Her front teeth protrude from under her swollen lip. She chomps her mouth in her sleep. Dick appears upset and angry at himself. He walks outside onto the bare earth of his front lawn, looking despondent. His clothes are tatty and covered in mud. His face is bruised and filthy. One by one, the sprinkler systems on each front lawn in the street burst into life. Dick watches as jets of water arc across his neighbor's lush green grass. Inspired, he rushes back into the house, then runs back outside, brandishing a kitchen knife. Flashes of lightning rip across the sky as Dick runs onto the green of a golf course and stabs the ground like a maniac.
I'm not playing anymore. I'm just about
hurt. He carves out a square of turf, then does the same with the front lawns all along his street.
Sorry.
He steals a bush and some flowers, then returns a piece of turf to a graveyard.
Oh my God, I'm heartily sorry for having offended thee. It's okay! I'm putting it back! I'm putting it back! It's okay!
He screeches to a halt outside his house, with lumps of turf strapped to the roof of his car and more piled into the boot. He falls out of the passenger seat with more turf stacked on top of him and laughs triumphantly. In the morning, Jane wakes up with a muddy handprint on her chest. She rolls over and finds Dick sprawled out on the bed, caked in mud.
What happened?
I got the lawn back.
Confused, she climbs out of the soiled bed and makes her way over to the window. She's taken aback.
Oh, Dick. It's beautiful. Oh, honey.
It's a muddy patch covered in clumps of grass.
Oh, Dick. I love you.
I love you.
They try to kiss, but their swollen mouths hurt. They hug instead, but Dick flinches as his inflamed cheek rubs against her head. Dick goes outside to fetch the post from his postbox. He finds a single red envelope and opens it, looking optimistic. It's a final notice of foreclosure from the bank, instructing him that he must vacate the premises within 24 hours, or the sheriff's department will evict him. One of the neighbors steps outside and notices a square of grass missing from his lawn, then glances across the street at Dick's garden. Dick glares threateningly at him, and the man retreats inside, looking afraid. Dick's wearing a hoodie and sunglasses with a gun in his pocket.
Are these too big for my face?
Uh-huh.
He tries on a different pair.
Well, now you look like the Unabomber.
Good.
What are you doing with Billy's squirt gun?
We followed the rules, and we got screwed. We were good people, honest people, and we got screwed. Damn it!
What are you gonna do now? You gonna rob a bank or something?
We got screwed over and over again, hon. Then I stole the lawn back, and you know what happened? We have a lawn now.
Yeah, but...
We're all just cavemen, trying to protect our little patch of land. When I have a club, and I'm gonna take what I need.
Maybe you should steal some Prozac.
Keep laughing, Jane. Keep laughing, okay? I'll be back soon with the loot.
Oh, no, no, I'm coming. I could miss this for the world.
Shoot yourself.
Besides, you're gonna need a good wheel, man.
They've parked outside a petrol station. Jane's eating popcorn and Dick's psyching himself up.
Okay, that's it. Joke's over. Let's go home.
No, no, no. We haven't done the caper yet.
Wow. Okay, well, then let's do it before, you know, we die of carbon monoxide poisoning. Oh, wait, when you're in there, will you get me some snow caps? Oh, no, raisinets. I'm thinking about new time.
She reminds him to take the toy gun.
And don't forget to kill the witnesses, hon. Okay.
Wearing his hoodie and sunglasses, Dick walks into the petrol station shop, trying to look intimidating, but the cashier barely looks up to acknowledge him. Suddenly self-conscious, Dick awkwardly points to one end of the shop, then walks in that direction. Jane waves at him from the car. Dick fills a cup with a blue slush drink from a self-service machine, and the cashier continues to read his magazine.
Oh,
Dick's in pain.
Brain freeze. Ever get that?
The cashier briefly looks up at him, but shows little interest. Dick suspiciously sidesteps along the aisle, observing the cashier. Jane watches him with amazement.
One brain freeze. Anything else?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I got something else.
Right here.
The gun gets caught in his pocket.
Hey, Jade, take a break. I got this one.
An enormous man takes over from the cashier.
That'll be 129, please.
Looking at the intimidating man, Dick hesitates, then struggles even harder to get the gun out of his pocket.
$129.
Go! Jane, go! Just go!
He dives into the car and Jane speeds off, with Dick's legs dangling out of the passenger window.
Actually robbed that place?
No, but I had a slushie and I didn't even pay for it.
What problems? Our problems are pretty much over.
Jane, just drive the car, okay? We'll find another place, okay?
Dick holds the toy gun to the back of a man using a cash machine.
Give me your money.
No, oh, guard
that! Dick? Oh, my God. Remember Jane? She's in the car.
Jane?
Hi, Garth.
Ah, and it's the Garth.
What's this?
From the barbecue.
Pepper.
I had you going there.
Let me go. You scare me to death.
Well, you're a madman.
Hey, we should hang out soon.
All right.
Yeah, you want to hang out with Garth soon, hon?
All right.
All right.
Drive. Just drive. Just drive the car.
Jane watches Dick enter another shop. Moments later, he emerges helping an elderly woman with her shopping bags.
My cup's right there. Thank you, Sonny. Thank you.
Well, maybe.
Okay, stop the car.
They stop outside a hippie shop.
That place is loaded.
They are ripe for the picking, and you are just the guy for the job. But seriously, doesn't this remind you of that movie Hit with Val Kilmer?
I'm trying my best here, huh?
There's nothing to be ashamed of, is all I'm saying. Dick, some people have that robbing thing, and some people don't. Maybe they're not a badass.
Hey, man, what can I do you for? You can do me for all the money in the till. This is a stick-up.
Whoa, what's wrong with you, dude?
I'm married. That's what's wrong with me.
Jane panics.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Move it, Paraquat. Come on, Zigzag.
Oh, God, you're robbing me.
Dick?
Hun, robe.
Oh, God, okay. Oh, well, sweetheart, I'm so good. Listen, hey, what are you doing? Are you
crazy? What am I doing?
Listen, put your hands down. We need a little bit of stress.
Why are you undercutting me here?
Actually, to be fair, we both...
I'm trying to rob this man.
We don't need to do this.
I got a call about the mortgage. If we don't pay it tomorrow, the sheriff's coming to put us out on the street.
Get the money out of there right now. I mean it. Pull it out, put it in his sock, and let's go. God.
They speed down the rain-soaked street.
I don't think anybody's actually following us.
They strike a deep puddle, then the car spins wildly across the road. They skid to a halt underneath a bridge.
We did do it.
suddenly they lunge at each other into a lusty embrace and tumble into the back seat with Jane's legs in the air. Now they're walking towards a coffee shop.
I mean, it's not like we stole from some old lady, you know?
Exactly. And you know, maybe we can figure out a way we can give back some of what we've taken to other people who really need
it. We will. It's a definite possibility.
Want to grab a cup of coffee while we're in here?
I smoke. Sounds nice.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, this is a hold up. Get down on the ground and you won't get hurt. Whoa, are you okay, hon?
I'm okay.
All right, you.
I'm okay.
Two ice smokers, let's go. Move it, move it.
Two ice smokers.
Yeah, whipped cream.
It's whipped cream.
Any whipped cream, hon, on yours?
No, thanks.
No whipped cream on hers.
No whipped cream.
Are these non-fat muffins? Are they non-fat muffins?
Well, I think so.
Okay. Hon, these are non-fat muffins. Get some of those.
Which ones? Vanilla chocolate, vanilla chocolate. Vanilla chocolate.
Wait, in the back, in the back.
This one?
No, 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 that one.
Front?
No, 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 that one.
Honey.
Okay, yeah, okay, that's good, that's good. Okay, okay, nobody try to follow us, because we're desperate criminals, all right? We're crazy people, and I'll tell you how!
Oh, honey, coffee, coffee.
Oh, yeah, right. Thanks a lot.
In a costume shop.
What are you doing in there?
What do you think?
Savas on a motorcycle?
It's Evel Knievel, hon. I like the way it makes my butt look.
They enter a sushi bar wearing Bill and Hillary Clinton masks. The staff welcome them until they draw their guns. Dick, Jane, and Billy are sitting on their living room floor eating dinner by candlelight when the electricity comes back on. Jane walks into a sports car dealership dressed as a man in a 70s-style suit, and Dick follows wearing a long black wig and a dress. They hold up the salesman at gunpoint. Dick's neighbor, Joe, opens his garage.
Honey, where's my car?
His car's being used to ram raid a jewelry shop. Dick and Jane are in the car dressed as the Blues Brothers.
Mercedes
off. Billy celebrates as Dick and Jane bring a brand new plasma TV into the house.
Yay! Now I can watch snooker!
No matter what happens, know that I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
Let's do this.
Okay.
Go, 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 go!
In their newly landscaped garden, they have a water pistol fight with Billy. Wearing balaclavas and voice modulators, they mug a man from Dick's previous humiliating interview.
Oh my God. This guy's really loaded.
Wow.
That's a lot of lettuce. Can we pistol whip him?
Ties the electric dog collar around the man's neck, then starts to make strange noises with his voice modulator. Dick, Jane, and their friends are having a swimming pool party for Billy's birthday.
You guys hear what happened to Bob Blaustein?
Bob Blaustein?
Yeah,
who's Bob Blaustein?
Oh, he works at Sonnet Global. Or should I say worked at Sonnet Global.
Yeah.
If they're not careful, Sonnet Global is going to become the next Pyramid Tech.
Absolutely.
Ooh. Ouch.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Dick. What have you been up to since Globodyne went under?
Just working at home, playing in the stock market. I tell you guys,
It's like stealing money.
You're on fire, Dick.
Dick and Jane enter a bank wearing disguises.
Last job. Try to stay focused.
Okay.
Let me hold that door for you, ma'am.
Well, why, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, my goodness! This woman is fainting! Are you all right?
You might want to open her blouse so she can breathe.
Right.
No.
As the guard bends over to help Jane, Dick snips the security pass from his belt and uses it to sneak into the bank.
Let me get back here.
Excuse me.
Yes.
May I help you?
Vault Inspector.
What happened to Phil?
Necrotizing fasciitis. Caused by an invasive streptococcus.
What?
Flesh-eating disorder. It's all over the money. Might want to wash your hands.
Jane leaves the bank and gets into the car. As Dick eyes up the money in the vault, another couple burst in wearing the Clinton masks, brandishing shotguns.
This is a robbery!
No way!
Someone presses an alarm and a SWAT team descend on the bank. Dick stays low as the police arrest the others.
I'm sorry.
Bring it on!
Ow.
Bring it on! I'll kill all of you! Hush! Get the car! Get the car!
Debbie!
Thank you very much.
Oh, Dick. Honey. Oh, my God.
Oz and Debbie Peterson, former employees of the now defunct Globodyne, were charged with armed robbery after holding
we
up a local branch of the Americans.
Dick, that could have been us.
What were we thinking?
Like this woman, Lynn Seiler, a human resources manager, caught last May managing a different kind of resource, 220 kilos of Canada's finest marijuana.
I knew her. She always remembered everybody's birthday.
Or this man, Mark Fish, a former VP of Globodyne, who was arrested after using his home as the setting for secret high-stakes cockfights.
Mark Fish! He was such a nice guy.
Mr. Globodyne CFO Frank Bascom started serving out his 18 months next week.
18 months? Well, that's nothing.
Bastard.
Trying to incriminate Jack McAllister.
Man, I don't think I got away with anything. The collapse of Globodyne hurt me financially and personally, just like any other employee. I'm sick about it. I'm ed up about it. Now watch this shot.
Jack's game hunting on holiday in Georgia.
Did I get him?
Yeah, you did.
Great, come on.
Look at that guy. Everybody's in hell, he's on vacation, shooting stuff. Man, I hope every one of these bastards get what they deserve.
Prosecutors say next to be indicted will be company spin doctor Dick Harper. Harper
gave what?
Public misleading statement.
Indicted.
Globodyne's finances about 1 minute before the company.
Indicted?
That's not fair. They made you go on that show.
You hear what they said, Jane? I'm gonna be indicted.
Yeah, but you only said what they told
indicted,
you.
Indicted, Jane! Indicted! I'm gonna be indicted!
No, wait, it's gonna be okay.
Indicted!
Honey, Dick.
Indicted!
Honey.
I'm gonna be indicted!
Hold it, they can't. It's gonna be okay. Just calm down.
I can't calm down. I'm gonna be indicted! Indicted!
Oh.
I'm gonna be indicted! Indicted! I'm gonna be indicted!
Dick's hunching over the bar at an exclusive restaurant.
You know, I haven't seen you in the downtown club for a while, sir.
Well, that's because I was very, very busy being indicted.
He takes another gulp from his beer, then swings round on his chair to face the elegantly dressed, well-to-do clientele.
Wow! Look at all the executives!
You guys are my kind of peeps. Captains of industry, masters of the universe, presidents of Hair Club for Men.
That's a nice piece of hair.
You can't even see the tread marks.
This squirrel died of natural causes. Excuse me, pardon me. I gotta get to the toppy
tip of the financial summit!
Isn't anyone going to do anything?
This happens every week. This guy actually isn't that bad.
Hello. I'm a corporate puppet. And I'm gonna need some more swing so I can go on believing I'll be a real boy someday when I'm being manipulated by the bullshit!
Oh my God, Dick, come down from there.
He's still pretending to be a puppet.
Hun, I'm in the middle of a very important meeting.
Sweetie, you're standing on a table pretending to be a puppet.
Who's pretending?
Couldn't you just cut him off?
He only had half a beer.
Frank Bascom stumbles drunkenly through the restaurant.
Dick, long time no see.
Frank!
Come and get in.
Frank!
Just...
Frank! Where are you going? Come on, Frank! I just want to have a talk! Hey there, Frankie! How do you like those eggs? Florentine! Oh. Wait! It was Jack. He siphoned off all of Globaldine's assets, and then he dumped the stock. It was his plan from the beginning.
Son of a bitch! That fucker!
Hun, language. She's right.
Yeah, and I bet when you get out of prison, you'll get $20 million to keep your mouth shut.
No, 10. You think I could have gotten 20?
I want him! Don't you think I feel terrible? Why do you think I'm drinking myself to death?
Well, instead of drinking, why don't you do something about it?
Yeah, Frank. Sometimes the cure is a clean conscience.
That is good.
Thanks, hon. I just thought of it.
You did?
Yeah. You're right. You're right. Help me up. Yeah, help me up. I gotta think of something. Okay, just give me a minute. Hey!
Frank tries to run.
Not this time, Frank!
I'm sorry. Well, of course I have, but I know a way.
But it's really, really risky.
That's where Jack keeps it. 400 million in highly liquid U.S. bearer bonds.
So it's a ball job. Go in after midnight, bypass security, and power tools.
It's a little simpler than that.
Power tools.
Jack's gonna have to take those bonds out of the safe deposit box.
That should be fun for him.
Here's my babies.
So what's he gonna do with the money?
There it is, the Grand Cayman Bank.
Grand Cayman, what is this place?
It's where rich people go to evade taxes.
Bastards.
Honey.
They can't hear us. What's next?
Well, McAllister takes the bonds to an account representative who asks him for his signature to verify what they call membership. And then once the bonds are counted and confirmed, McAllister will receive a CRM-114 deposit form, and on this form he inputs his account number that only he and the bank know. And then the agent will take this to an authorization officer for further verification. And once the account representative has stamped and initialed the document, the account rep will take the CRM-114 back to McAllister for final approval before finalization.
I thought you said this was going to be simple.
Can you explain it again? Jane doesn't seem to understand.
Jane,
it's simple. It's so simple. Now listen. All we have to do
is switch McAllister's CRM-114 with his account number with one of our own.
So sorry.
A copy that we have made that has a number from an account that I have established.
And Jack sends the 400 million to us. Without knowing it.
That's, you got it. It's so simple.
That is beautiful. It's a switch.
It's a switch.
It's a simple switch.
It's a switch.
That is so sexy, man. That is unbelievable. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, except Jane is going to have to do the switch, because if McAllister sees either one of us, he's going to know something's up.
And I
do nothing.
I can do that.
Yeah. Okay. You do it, then. You're the one.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean...
No, it's
you
good.
Do it, except
no, you do it. You do it. You do it. You deserve to do it.
Mm. 2 days later.
Are you ready to make the switch? Do you have the form?
It's right here.
Okay, I think we should practice the move one more time,
huh? I got it.
Okay, fine. I won't even be involved, you know? I won't participate at all. You
no,
just do
no,
it. It's all
right.
You.
Let's
no,
do
no,
one.
No.
We'll do one just for good
oh,
luck.
Oh, I got dressed
that's
up.
A good idea.
No, you're not doing me any favors.
Get out of the car!
Right! I just think it's important. That's all. I'll be the bank representative, and you be you. Whoa.
Dick drops the form, and the wind carries it off into the path of a lawnmower, which shreds it.
No! Everybody ready?
No.
What?
Well, Dick lost the form, so...
What? Do you have an extra copy? Do you have any idea what I went through to get that form? Oh, let me guess. A fifth of scotch! You son of a...
Wait, stop. Knock it off! God, wait a second. Can we get another one? Is that possible? How can we do that?
You know what? I'm gonna take the car, and I'm gonna try to delay McAllister from getting here. He's here. He's here.
Oh, God.
He's here.
Dick and Jane scramble into the car
go
and
away.
Duck down. Frank hides behind the vehicle and glugs from a bottle of booze.
Simple. I got it. Very simple. Go into the bank. Go into the office of the client relations coordinator. All the document forms are backed up on our hard disk, so you have to print one out.
What's this guy doing? Say hello.
Never mind. Just go past him.
Now, the gate's been here.
An impressive lobby area.
Whoa.
Certainly, I'll patch it through.
Quaint.
There's a signpost behind him. As Jack conducts his transaction at a desk, he senses Dick walk by in the distance. He turns round, but Dick hides behind a wall. When Jack turns back again, Dick sprints past.
Oh my God, Jack McAllister.
I'm sorry?
It's me, Deb Festerbooth.
Dick arrives outside the office of the client relations coordinator and speaks to her receptionist.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, is that the legendary espresso machine?
Yeah. You want some?
Really, could I?
Sure, yeah.
Good to see you, sir.
From the fundraiser.
I am truly sorry, but I really don't recall you, Miss...
Festerbrook Booth. Yes. No, listen, this is crazy. You have to remember.
Dick calls the receptionist's number on his mobile.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Oh, excuse me, that's my phone.
Oh, me too.
Grand Cayman Bank, how may I help you?
Karen Williams, please.
This is Karen?
Yes, Mrs. Williams, this is Officer Red Green of the MVPDL. And we've recovered a stolen vehicle that is registered in your name, and we'd appreciate it if you could come down to the impound lot and...
What? My car's been stolen?
Don't you remember my tattoo of a great monkey on my ass?
Someone stole my car right out of the parking lot.
No way.
Karen Williams and the receptionist head out, and Dick goes into the office, then calls Frank.
Yeah?
It's Dick.
I got it.
Dick?
Yeah?
Is the client relations coordinator a blonde woman with a red scarf?
Yeah.
Because I think she just noticed that her car isn't stolen.
What's the account number?
PN597.
PN597.
Uh-huh.
2K40.
2K40. No! 2K40!
Frank drives into Karen's car.
Oh my God.
Got it.
Oh my God, my car!
I'm sorry. I didn't see you there.
What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? You're parked in the handicap space.
That's not a handicap space.
It is
is now.
Yes.
Hearing someone approach, Dick hides. The man scans Karen's office, but it looks empty. As he goes, Dick emerges hanging from the ceiling and clumsily falls onto the floor. He grabs the form from the printer and runs out into the hallway where he meets up with Jane.
What are you doing here?
It's too late. It's too late. The account rep's authorizing the CRM 114, right?
Mayhem!
The account rep hesitates.
Wait a second. He's not going back into the room. Where's he going?
I'm gonna go down there and get this stamped and initialed. You can stall him.
Please, please.
Whilst having a meeting, Jack notices Dick crossing the lobby.
Hey, Spence. Good to see you again. How you been?
Well, thank you.
Can you excuse me for a moment?
Of course.
Yeah.
Hey, Dick, I'm probably going to be arrested for DWI, so I won't be there when you get out.
Can we talk about this later?
Look what I found in the guy's car. This car right here.
Because I don't wish to discuss this in front of the branch employees, that's why.
Well, nobody likes to be the bad guy, Bill, but here I am. Chopping hands.
Jane trips up the account rep.
I already verified.
I understand the need for layoffs. I'm just concerned about bank morale.
All right, really? Thank you very much. Thank you. Madam, can I have my form back?
What did you just call me?
I just don't want to start a bloodbath.
Can I have my form back?
Your form?
Is that the correct spelling of your name?
Why don't I just, do this for you, sir? My form.
You know, there is one bright light down here. His name is Spencer. The guy with the stampy thing? He's top drawer.
Thank you, sir. Dick? Dick Harper?
Jack McAllister. Look at you! Look what the cat coughed up! My gosh, you've got an impressive swath, I'll tell you that much, and you smell good too, you devil.
Just hold on a second. What do you say we just put all of this behind us?
Dick, what are you doing here? You know, working. Mostly here, temporarily, over in transfers.
Okay, just.
I heard you left town for a while. Yeah, I was in Mexico for a while, but most of all, I've been working in transfers.
They swap forms.
Poppycocker.
I tell you that you are my greatest inspiration.
So there's no hard feelings about the whole Globenon thing?
Hey, you did the best you could, and that's all anybody could ask for, right?
Very decent of you to say. Like my granddaddy always used to tell me.
Bye.
Oh, my kids. Don't creep me.
Miss McAllister, please.
I don't know. I don't know. I think I might have made a mistake.
Oh, you're kidding. You're great.
No, no, no.
Days like this, I tell you, they make my hands shake. You know what I'm saying?
I can imagine.
What's he doing?
I don't know. What is he doing?
We got one situation here now, fellas, which is that number wrong. That's incorrect right there.
Did he see us?
I have no idea.
I think he saw you.
Mm-mm.
You were the one sticking your big head out there.
I gotta hit the road here, fellas, so I'm gonna sign this for you. Then you're gonna change that for me.
Yes, of course. Oh, man. You know, this is really not the time.
It's really not the
time. Oh, God, he's coming. He's coming.
Jack, hey. It was great seeing you.
Where's Frank Bascom?
Come again?
You didn't think I'd catch that now, did you?
What do you mean?
All right, Dick, here's what you're going to do. You're going to turn around. You're going to march out of here right now. You're going to take little Goldilocks there with you. And I won't put the two of you in prison for a very long time.
Actually, honey, I think that sounds pretty good. I think we should take it, you know.
You think so, hon?
Dick holds a gun to Jack's stomach.
Because I don't.
Dick Harper!
I've been terminated, bankrupted, deported and blackmailed because of you. And I'm not leaving here without your money.
What you gonna do, Dick? Shoot me if I don't approve that form?
Write me a check.
You are kidding me.
Dick, it's not gonna do us any good. He's just gonna cancel it the minute we walk out of here.
I don't care. I don't care. I'm not walking out of this bank empty-handed.
All right. All right, Dick, I'm going to write you a check. I'm going to need my hand back, though.
Gladly.
All right, yes, sir. I'm going to write you that check. And what's more, I'm not going to cancel it as soon as I leave the bank, because I think it takes a lot of cojones to do what you two have done here today. And I admire that. So, here you go. Just a little something to show you what I think you're worth.
He writes Dick a check for $100 and glares coldly at him before marching off.
Y'all take care now.
Dick stares at the check and shuts his eyes.
Dick, honey, give me the squirt gun.
Do you still have McAllister's form?
Why?
Because I just got his signature. Weren't you an art major?
Dick Harper! I had no idea what you were doing. I was completely fooled. I thought I didn't know you could act.
Hon, in 10th grade, I played Biff in Death of a Salesman.
Oh, huh. That's wow.
See the way I got my eyes watering up?
Yes, sir.
All right, there.
I am married to a genius.
It's a turn-on, isn't it?
Oh, you're a criminal.
I'm a hardened criminal. First, we need to talk to Spencer.
To the bank employee, Spencer.
Are you in the habit of signing things without looking at them?
At Jack's ostentatious house.
Miss Shanka? Miss Shanka, I'm gonna be home by 6.
Jack puts on his sunglasses and strolls outside. He gets into his expensive car and reverses up the drive. A crowd of people and TV crews have gathered outside his home.
We're all waiting for you over here, Jack. Everybody's really pumped. Come on!
Is this some kind of a joke, Dick? Are you still trying to get even with me?
Why would I want to get even with the most generous man on the planet? I still can't believe you did that. Jane and I were way off base. He's on in 20, right? Let's hook him up.
Wait, on what?
Sam Samuels, my life. Oh, and here are some suggested responses.
Live to Southern California, where in the most stunning act of personal generosity, Jack McAllister, former CEO of GlobalDyne,
I'm your VP of Communications, Jack.
Funded the defunct corporation's struggling pension fund.
Wait, you said I just did what?
I love this guy. But seriously, Jack, what made you do it?
Dick encourages Jack to read his prompt cards. The crowd awaits with bated breath.
I realized, Sam, that since the employees of GlobalDyne had given me so much, it was time for me to give back to them. So yesterday, I wire transferred $400 million into the newly created GlobalDyne Pension Relief Fund.
Frank is amongst the excited crowd.
Today, when the first ex-GlobalDyne employees received their shares of money. Many of these people had their entire life savings invested in the company and were delighted to learn their pensions had been returned. It is the first time in U.S. corporate history that a CEO has personally funded a bankrupted pension plan. This incredible gesture won't soon be forgotten by the people whose lives it has so dramatically affected. And this is just the beginning. In the coming months, thousands more will be receiving a check for the full value of their lost pensions and life savings.
Dick kisses Jane, and Jack is lifted onto a couple of men's shoulders and carried through the crowd.
Have you decided to contribute to the homeless? Mr. Council, who made you so
nice? Yeah, I guess the people who died, they're all handsome.
Dick, Jane, Billy, and Spot are traveling in a modest car with the top down.
Look at our beautiful family.
Mira nuestra hermosa familia.
My name is Dick Harper.
Mi nombre es Dick Harper.
I agree.
Hey, Harpers, stick them up.
Look who it is.
Hey, Garth.
How you doing, Garth?
Great. Hey, how do you like the new wheels?
Nice.
Hooked up with a new company. Great benefits.
Yeah?
Yeah, they trade energy. It's called Enron.
Huh. All the moon belongs to everyone. The best thing, they're yours and they're mine. Love can come to everyone. Best things in life, they're free. Moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life, they're free. Stars belong to everyone. They glitter there for you and me. Flowers.